I've seen this happen. I was at a funeral where the coffin was delivered in the back of a Black Thunder.
Exactly.
It was outrageous. The great thing was, though, that every mourner got a copy of the new Paula Abdul album.
Here's the other scam. You know how you get the ashes? Usually, you know, it's like, right, who wants the ashes? Now you can split it up. So everyone gets a bit, treating it like a party. You know, when it's finished, you get your piece of cake and your bag of lollies. It's like, okay, here's your cake. Yeah. Oh, don't forget your ashes.
So, hang on, what you're saying is they're cutting the ashes. They're putting a bit of soap powder in there.
Absolutely.
And you're getting a bad cut of ash.
Absolutely.
bad cut of granddad.
Then.
Hey, this isn't good granddad. This is bad granddad.
It ain't the granddad I remember.
Take this down to forensic. Who have I got? The whole idea to me seems slightly macabre. So I think people should take more care with funeral arrangements. And I've also been working on a series of recorded messages, which I reckon would be great to be buried with, and you leave in the coffin. So at that pertinent point in the funeral, the coffin goes down and the sermon's about to be read, you just hear something like this.
Oh, go home, you two-faced idiots. I know you never liked me. Go on. Get out of it. Get out of here. Can't you let a guy rot in peace?
All right, that's for starters. Right. Now, if you wanted something a little bit different, you might maybe go for something like this.
Oh, what? So that's it, is it? I'll just lie here in a hole in the ground, slowly going green, while you all just go about your business. Fine, don't worry about me. That's... Ah! Maggots! Ah! Ah! They're crawling out my ears! Ah, help me! Help me!
Oh, finally. Maybe something a bit like this.
Oh, excuse I.